Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Welcome. Now, today is Monday, but we got like a Friday level of fun going on. We got filling in for the brat, Mr. Ed Lover.
Hi, hello.
Hey, Lover.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's June 26th. Summer 2017 is a high gear, and you're already done having your hangover from making bad choices on Sunday. So let's get it cracking. And part of that celebration is our people over there in the West Coast. We got Heidi, Frank, and Eric. How you feeling?
Hey,
Atlanta.
Hello, hangover.
Hey, guys.
Love them.
Now, later on in the show, guys, we're hitting the red carpet at the BET Awards. But first, we got to talk about the biggest story coming out of the awards last night.
Yes.
And that was Remy Ma
beating
Nicki Minaj for Best Female Hip Hop Artist last night. And there were some words to go along with that as well.
Are you dumb?
Yeah. So, when she accepted her award last night, here's what Remy Ma had to say.
Oh. I just want to say, y'all bitches got fat while we starved. Shots in your ass, pads in your bras. Y'all some liars. It ain't no facts in your song. And yeah, that clown is coming back to the Bronx.
Wow.
Okay,
a little aggressive there, reminisce there.
I was so uncomfortable. Okay, I'm happy for whoever wins, first of all. I like both ladies, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
But when she got up there, all I kept saying was, don't mention Nicki. And then she went right in for Nicki. Yeah.
But if you're a Remy Ma fan, are you even more of a fan after that speech? Or are you like, oh, just go up and be gracious and don't be doing that?
I'm disappointed. I'm not the biggest fan of Remy. I just love who she is and how real she is. I love Nicki, but I just feel like if it's your moment, let it be your moment. Like, you got the award at the end of the day. Nicki has 7. You got 1. Enjoy it. Like, just
That's
live
true.
And be a queen.
In other words,
the
what
queen
Portia's
that you
trying
are.
To say is, bitch, okay? Get your little award, all right? And take your little ass backstage and be happy, bitch.
I
That's
know.
What you're trying to say.
Trust and believe that is not what I'm saying, Richard.
That's Nicki, Remy.
Well, Nick Lachey is going to be getting Husband of the Year Award, and it's for a simple reason. It's really disgusting. Now, he's married to Vanessa Lachey. They have 3 kids. I know. Gorgeous. Girl. So, she apparently lost her wedding ring. So Nick Lachey, being the good husband that he is, decides to go dig through the trash can and find this ring. They actually posted a picture to Instagram. Nick Lachey says, "This is true love. After 6 years of marriage, digging through dirty diapers and trash to find your wife's missing wedding ring. Hashtag success."
Why is he getting Husband of the Year? Rings are damn expensive. I mean, that's my money I spent on your ring. You know
that's
it's insured. Why doesn't he just leave it?
Right.
No, you don't
she
leave it.
She probably threw it away on purpose because she saw another ring that she would like. And if she has her ring,
insane?
Then you can't go get her. And he's like, and he's so cheap that he's like, no, I'll dig through the dirty diapers.
Oh. Not me. I got a hall pass out of that. Oh, so you're going to lose your ring that I gave you, huh? Okay. I'll be home next week when you find that.
And you can't say nothing.
Well, switching gears, everybody is talking about what a great dad Justin Timberlake is. But I'm just excited because I might actually get to meet the guy because we both have kids. Here's why. He posted this picture to Instagram with this caption. When you're the only dad at the mid-morning play class, if you stay any longer than 20 minutes, this is your fate. Hashtag dad life. He's got a 2-year-old son. My daughter is 2. So if I just roam around Los Angeles looking for play classes in the mid-morning, I'm going to find Justin Timberlake.
That won't make you look creepy at all.
You might. You just got to find his area code.
Especially when he's the only dad at mid-morning play class.
You have to fight your way through the moms first.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. The other fathers have real jobs, Justin Timberlake, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, they're not not sitting on $30, $40, $50 million. Mm. They're at work. That's why they're not at mid-morning play.
Now take your award and walk off the stage.
Well, Justin Timberlake, he's not complaining about being the only dad at mid-morning play class because he wants to go. I really doubt if his son, how old is he, two?
2 years
even
old.
Even understands about going to mid-morning play class. Justin Timberlake is high as a kite in this picture. And he made those glasses himself.
All right, as you know, the BET Awards popped off last night, so we had to send the homie Chewy Martinez. Check it out.
We start off every interview with a kiss.
No, we don't. No, we don't. You started that. The last interview that we did, you started that we got to have a kiss thing, and then all of a sudden now is we a couple. What? What?
Why is the internet going crazy?
I don't know. Maybe they just liked it, the way we look together. There we go.
Oh, it's like kissing two little jelly donuts.
My lipstick up.
I don't want you to mess it up either.
We're here at the BET Awards. I'm gonna do your job for you.
Yanni! I'm just really excited to see you.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man.
Hot.
Are you high or hot?
Hot. I don't smoke.
I don't smoke either. Smoking's bad for you kids. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. I participated in the things that go on in California, as in the herbal. Green, the grass, the herbs.
Oh, herbal. You know,
the landscaping.
So I'm feeling good. I've been landscaping a lot, you know what I'm saying, lately.
We have to landscape together. Can we landscape together one day?
Yeah, we've been farming, you know.
Maxwell's here. Yo, Maxwell followed me on Instagram, and the barrage of women that started following me immediately after that happened.
Man, you had such a problem with that.
I really did. Like, thank you so much.
Sad. Look at him. He's mad at me. He created like 20 fake accounts and started like harassing me.
Thank you so much, though.
You good, man.
Here she comes, looking great on the BET carpet. Hi.
Man, hi.
How you doing?
I'm better now. How you doing?
Oh, great, because you're here.
I want to take him home. Wait.
Baby, turn off the TV. She gonna take me home?
Hey! No, I'm not. You ain't getting me
home. Wrecker.
God said no.
Typical housewife of Atlanta. Typical. My brother Kid Ink, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man.
Who do we have here?
We have my little girl, Aislinn, here.
Hi, say hi. No.
She has an attitude. I told her to keep her attitude face on for the pictures. She hasn't turned it off yet.
Solange and Beyonce are both nominated in the same category, my friend. Who do you think Tina is rooting for and why?
Oh, man, you can't make her choose. Nah. She's probably rooting for Solange, you know? She's rooting for Solange. You can't act like B's her favorite, you know?
Yes. Who do you think Mama Tina is rooting for and why?
Do you see my eye right now? Why would you do that to me? I have to say, in all honesty.
You do that eye thing one more.
What?
That's a hard one, because Solange has a great album. Beyonce, come on, Lemonade.
Who would you choose?
I'm not gonna do that.
You're not gonna?
Sorry. No!
Dish Nation. All right, so Rihanna and J-Lo both call you. You got missed calls from both those young ladies. Who do you call back first and why?
Rihanna, because Alex Rodriguez swings a hell of a bat. Rihanna's single right now, so I'm good with that.
Okay.
And I just saw her going through LAX in the blogs, you know, and she was looking real good in that blue sweatsuit.
You being a creeper?
Bro, that velour and Rihanna go very well together.
Okay. Okay.
What am I doing right now? What am I doing? I don't know.
She always looks at my lips. Every interview. Every interview, she looks at my lips.
Okay.
There's people that look at underarms when they talk to you. I look at lips. I look at teeth. I look at everything, actually.
How are the lips looking?
They look good, moist. You know, they don't look dry and cracked.
No, can't have that.
You cannot.
You can't have that.
No, and your beard is all together.
You can touch it.
Let's see. Oh, you condition it? Coconut oil?
I do.
That's important.
It's the flavor saver.
You got Mexican in you. You know what I'm saying?
Is this the Mexican?
That's the Mexican. I feel that texture. I feel that quality. Whoa, that thing is sharp.
You like it?
Yes.
You can. Can she touch? Can she touch it? The beard? No, no. Rem went right in for it.
I want to do
the dish. How are you, sir? How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy. I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? I got my TV series I created and I love with a passion called Tales. It's coming out Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on BET, and I want everyone to watch it because I got something really good.
I'm Chet Hanks, y'all. I play the role of Troy in this episode.
I see the L.A. tattoo. You from L.A.?
Born and raised.
What part, homie?
Pacific Palisades.
Look at his face. Look at his face. What was the face for? Look at him. Look. West LA.
I'm from East LA, okay? I'm from East Los. I'm from East Los, okay? I'm not even gonna go there. Anyways, that's awesome. Pacific Palisades in the building. All right, got my kiss from Lonnie. I met so many people, had a great time. BET knows how to throw a party. I'm about to go inside. Till next time, I'm Chewy Martinez for Dish Nation. Peace out.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, and welcome back, Portia from her Bahamas birthday trip, honey.
Thank you.
Yes, honey. Now, girl, we saw pictures of you on Instagram, baby, all over the place. Girl, you were just, honey, dancing and having a great time and modeling lots and lots of sexy bikinis.
Well, yes, here and there.
And you was in a hot tub, bitch. Tell us about it.
Everything. I just had fun. You know, it's my 36th birthday.
You 36?
36 now. I know. So, I don't know. I just wanted to just spend it on a beach somewhere, chilling. It was just my sister, my best friend, Shahani. And we were just out there just kicking it. Just
Shahani?
Enjoying. Shahani.
Oh. Yeah. Like Shahani to me.
Shahani.
Shahani.
That's her new nickname, Shahani.
Yo, even your swim game is on point. I watch you swim like an astonishing 4 feet.
Yeah.
In a pool.
Wait a minute.
Now, while you were, honey, flying back from the Bahamas, honey, last night, one of the most highly anticipated, honey, musical events was happening at the BET Awards. After 18 years, honey, Escape reunited on stage, honey.
Yeah.
Yes, honey. Now, Escape performed an incredible medley of their hits, honey, Understand It and Who Can I Run To? And then they sang Just Kicking It.
Just a few of them below, kick back to when they're on
their
own thing. Man wants a woman that can always keep them in the mood.
It started off a little rough, but they really pulled it up. And, like, it made you realize how much you liked the group and how good their songs were.
Ralph was like your dirty-ass uncle, don't he?
Yes, he did.
Ralph, yeah. Ralph was drooling, wasn't
he? Yes, he was. What that young girl named my dad?
Yeah. I'm on a 3-piece leg.
Okay. What's a hot sauce on that thing? I'm with a bitch that I would.
Little Kim is in trouble with the LAPD.
Oh, word?
Yeah, so here's the thing. They went down there for the BET Awards, and they wanted to rent out this house.
Right.
And when they arrived there, it wasn't up to their standards, so they demanded their money back to no avail. A heated argument erupted. Someone called the cops. The cops did nothing and left, but later a group of masked robbers showed up back at the house and left with the deposit money and another 20 grand in cash, slashed these tires on the way out, and now little Kim is the person of interest in this robbery.
So they actually think that she, you know, had her complaints, left, and sent her gangsters back to get her money back.
She said, hot damn hoe, here we go again, didn't she? On the Mob Deep remix.
Okay, my little kittens, who likes a good deal?
I do.
All right, baby. Well, let me tell y'all, honey, if you know anything, honey, about Gary with the T, baby, you know I just love me some Gucci.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yes, bitch. Honey, because I feel Gucci when I wear Gucci.
I know, that's right.
Now, these Gucci sunglasses, y'all, in Havana color, honey, with brown gradient UV lenses are to die for, honey. These stylish Gucci sunglasses are made of the finest materials, and the lenses have a special anti-glare coating and scratch-resistant design.
Nice. Life is Gucci, baby.
Yeah, you look fresher already.
I know. I love them.
Yes, ma'am.
And they're really heavy, like expensive.
Yes, ma'am. That means you know you got some good glasses,
exactly.
Baby.
Exactly.
You ain't got nothing from the gas station, bitch, okay?
Not this time.
Okay. Okay, honey. Now, normally these Gucci sunglasses, y'all, they usually retail for over $400. But today, for our Dish Nation family, they're just, guess how much?
How much?
$149, baby.
What?
Yes, baby. Go to tempbrands.com/dish to start looking Gucci. And hey, Craig, guess what?
What?
They also have some hot Gucci men's sunglasses, too, for the same low price.
Oh, he's just fresh.
Oh, that's dope.
Yes, honey.
I like those.
All right.
We're all slaying. Well, coming up, you know who wasn't at the BET Awards? Celine Dion.
Oh.
We'll tell you what she was doing after the break.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back back to Dish Nation. Now, last night, the BET Awards went down.
Yes, sir.
And Migos was displaying some rock star bad behavior. Now, there were rumors about a face-off with Chris Brown in the parking lot after the awards, but cameras were all over a near fight between Slaughterhouse alum Joe Budden and DJ Academics. It was interesting.
I ain't left out Bad and Bougie. You think I'm left out Bad and Bougie?
Say again?
You say I'm left out Bad and Bougie?
What's that?
You say I'm left off Bad and Bougie?
Yeah.
Do it look like I'm left off Bad and Bougie?
What'd you say?
Do it look like I'm left off Bad and Bougie?
Nah. I've been covering for so long, I'm glad they succeeded, man.
Hey, man, you guys are nominated tonight. Have a good show.
What you trying to do?
No. Wait.
First of all, Joe needs to stay doing what he do best, rap. You ain't no damn reporter or no journalist.
He's actually...
Journalist?
He's almost a better reporter journalist than... I mean, like, he's, like, really good
pump,
on the
pump
radio.
It up.
Well, he didn't
really
show it. He didn't show it. Then you just drop the mic. How many people have Jessica Savage or any Barbara Walters or Oprah ever dropped the mic? When
no
she
matter
was
how interview? Frustrated they
yeah,
get.
Yeah, so you don't right. drop no mic.
I would have totally watched Oprah more if she would have dropped mics.
Right.
Yeah, I'd have loved it.
Well, we interview a lot of people.
Right.
Have y'all ever wanted to drop the mic on somebody and leave the studio?
I wanted to drop the mic and leave Dish Nation one time.
What?
When we did the thing at St. Patrick's Day, Gary got mad because I'll bust his ass in the game.
What?
You're moody.
You are moody.
And the bad loser.
Yeah.
Ah! Your ass a bad loser.
No,
you a bad loser, bitch.
No. You got yes,
there has been so much drama, honey, in the fashion world this weekend that I have no choice, Portia. I have no choice, y'all, but to announce a double feature in today's...
What the fashion,
honey. Now, I love a man, y'all, who knows how to accessorize.
Yes.
But, child, this is crazy, honey. Future, honey, now, he showed up on a red carpet, the BET red carpet, to be exact, y'all, with his daughter, Little London, honey. Both of them, y'all, wearing what look like, honey, matching jeweled and crusted gas mask.
That looked like Bane from, didn't he like Bane from Batman? Yeah. From Bane from Batman mask.
But I like that she has on a mask like her dad. Like when she
that's
looks
like child
back
abuse,
at this.
Okay? You don't put no damn Bane mask on your
what?
Child.
You should
that's child abuse.
And to make matters worse, honey, why he didn't have Sierra's son on the
he has a lot of children. He's got to take turns with
them. Yeah.
But next up, y'all, we have, honey, Miss Celine Dion, honey. Now, I have never done this, y'all. Never done manual labor, honey, in my life. Never.
Obviously.
I've never done it, honey. But then tell y'all, honey, but if I ever do, baby, this is the outfit I want to wear. This weekend, y'all, Miss Celine, honey, now, she stepped out in Paris, France, wearing loose-fitting black faux-leather Givenchy overalls and crystal encrusted sunglasses.
I don't know Givenchy or Givenchy. That outfit is horrible.
No, it's not, baby. This is Givenchy.
Oh, no, that looked like she worked at the slaughterhouse.
I mean, God bless her, but she dressed like one of the minions from Despicable Me.
Yes, she does. She does. Up next, One Direction star Louis Tomlinson is in need of some TLC, and I'm not talking about the girl band. Find out why in a few minutes.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So if you were in the band One Direction, you'd feel pretty good about yourself, right? You've sold 7.5 million copies of your albums. You've won literally hundreds of awards. You're on top of the world. You're feeling really confident. Well, I guess not if you're Louis Tomlinson, because Louis Tomlinson can't see any of that right now. He recently opened up about how he felt insecure in the band. The band One Direction started in 2010 on The X Factor. Now, here's what Louis had to say about all of that. He said, quote, you know, I didn't sing a single solo on The X Factor. A lot of people can take the f*** out of that. But when you actually think about how that feels, standing on stage every single week thinking, what have I really done to contribute here?
Oh, well, what does that feel like, Heidi?
I wouldn't know. Eric?
I would know.
Well, I mean, he is probably, of the five, the least attractive. Niall's good looking. You got the blonde guy, Niall.
Yeah.
And he says he gets the crowd going. You got Harry, who's...
He's the cool one, I guess.
Yeah, he's cool, and he's basically... Everyone's in love with Harry.
Zayn, amazing voice.
Yeah.
Good looking guy.
So, yeah, he's going, what the hell?
What do I
Louis
do?
Louis Tomlinson is like the Lily Tomlin from the 9 to 5 cast. Wasn't Dolly Parton. Wasn't Jane Fonda.
Right.
Show's over. But don't forget to take advantage of today's great deal.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there.
Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.